Gemara says on the bottom of the Daf Nun Shalom Chanina ben Agalas and Pchiyah bar Abba mit Neimah b'Dibbas Hashenis and Nemar ben Taif b'Dibbas Achenis and Nemar behem Taif. Why does it say Taif in the Dibbas Achenis and not in the Dibbas Hashenis? So Amar Lai, he said to him, Asher Tashalenu Laman Nemar ben Taif. Before you ask me why it says Taif, Shaleni im Nemar ben Taif. First, ask me if it's true. Does it Taka say Taif in the Dibbas Achenis or not? Im Lav Shen Yaday Nemar ben Taif Im Lav, because I Taka don't know. I don't know if it says Taif or not in the Dibbas Achenis. And the Gemara is very difficult to understand. How could it be? How is it shaykh to say that? If Rabbi didn't know what it says in the Dibbas Achenis, he looked in the Chumash, it says Beferish Taif. What was the Shaila? What does he mean? You should ask me if it says that or not. Shein Yodei, how is it possible that he didn't know? But Yeshua asked his Kasha, it's Tamuah to say that Amar didn't know. So what's the pshat that he didn't know? Taisus Taka means right from Rabbi Basan, that Tamarayim did not always know all the Psukim, but it's Tamuah, very difficult to understand what is the pshat in that they didn't know that he would have a suffering in such a thing. So Reuven Magalias in the Sefer HaMikra HaMasarah has a Gemara like a Hezbon, the Gemara over here, and he says that if you look in the Torah, there's a chilik between the way the Dibbas HaRishenis are presented in Parshas Yisra and the Dibbas HaChenis in Parshas Veschanim. There are clear chilukim in the psukim between the two Dibbas. But the question is that those chilukim we find in the Torah, were those chilukim in the Luchas themselves? Were Luchas HaRishenis written the way the Psukim are in Parshas Yisra and the Luchas Achenis written the way the Psukim are in Parshas Veschanan, or perhaps not, maybe not. Maybe the Luchas Arishanis and Achenis were identical. Whatever it said in the Luchas was identical. The Chilik is only in the Psukim and the Torah. The way the Torah wrote over what happened in the Dibbas Achenis is different than how it says in Dibbas Rishanis. But Legabi, what was written in the Luchas, maybe they were exactly the same. There was no Chilik at all, and everything in Luchas Shnias said the same thing as Luchas Rishanis. And he said that was really the suffix of here, Chibar Abba, when he says, any Odea. Of course, he knew that if you look in the Torah in Veschanan, it says Laman Yitavlach, but that might only be in the Psukim in the Torah. But what was written in Luchas Shnias? Maybe it didn't say Laman Yitavlach, maybe it said it the same as Luchas HaRishonis, and that's why I had a suffix. And then the Gemara ends up saying that no, it did actually say it because of Sefer Lishtaber, which is going on the Luchas themselves, not on just on the Dibris. And the Fidat, it would be Miyoshev, that Avadi knew the Psukim, he was misubic about what was written exactly in the Luchas. The problem with this is that Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Vav, seems to say beferish that there was no chilik between the Luchas Arishanis and Luchas Achanis. Was talking the same, it was identical, which Luchas seems to be not like this. He seems that there was no chilik, he says there was no chilik bichlal between the Luchas Arishanis and Luchas Achanis, even within the Luchas themselves. So I think you need to be nice with something over here. This, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a shtuk on Parshas Veschan, and he says a very similar pshat to Reuven, but he adds one knetch that there was taka. Be'emes Rashi means to say the content of the Luchas Arishanis and Achanis was exactly the same, but how it was written. Like by that, there could be chilukim, because there are certain things that in Luchas Rishonis could be kriya not ksiv, ksiv not kriya, and achronis could be fakert. So there could be certain things that were not written beferish, but it was begeder kriya ksiv. And like by that, there could be chilukim, but in the content, were the same. So Rashi just means that altogether, the content was the same, but one could be a kriya ksiv, or vice versa. And that was his suffix when he says, does it say Yitavlach in the Luchas Achronis? He knew that the psukim said, and it was written in the Luchas, but was it written mamish, or was it only begeder kriya ksiv? Or a civil creed. That was a suffix, and that was pushed to him, that was mamish, actually written the Luchais, and that is the beer of the En Yedea of Reb Chiya Bar Abba.